Tom Carnduff joins me in studio. Tom, hello.
Hello.
We earlier were looking at Bradford City,
yes,
and the season ahead. And as it's Yorkshire Day, we're going to look at the other West Yorkshire side whose season starts this weekend, Leeds United.
Yes, yes.
And we're joined by a Leeds United fan to talk about this. It's time to say, Mr. Kev Markey, editor of Leeds United Mad, happy Yorkshire Day, sir.
Happy Yorkshire Day, everybody. Yeah, what a fantastic day it is to be a Yorkshireman.
Absolutely. Do you know, Kev, right, we were talking about Bradford earlier. Danny was telling us about how he was feeling for Bradford and saying that their season really needs to be a top six kind of finish again. What about yourself with Leeds United? What's your feeling? I mean, once again, it has been a summer with lots of changes in it for Leeds.
Yeah, a lot of positive changes. It's going to be our eighth consecutive season in the Championship. Obviously, the 14th season outside of the Premier League, which is a very long time. And I think a lot of things have gone right off the pitch, you know, with the new owner sort of sorting everything out, sorting the academy out, bringing in some new players for the academy as well. Whilst I think we just really needed a tweak from last season, we just needed to obviously ensure that we had maybe Kyle Bartley in the team this season. That's not going to happen by the looks of things. Maybe two or three quality players were required, but obviously we've gone overboard as usual. I think we've got about 10 new players signed up at the moment, and it's maybe a couple more coming in before the weekend. So we've brought in a lot of new players, a lot of foreign players as well, not used to the Championship, so they're going to take a little time to settle in. But after being so close last season, finishing seventh, we just want to go that step further now and try and get into the top six. But I think it's going to be a difficult season, to be honest.
I say you touched on it there. A lot of the players have come in without Championship experience. Does that make you more excited as a Leeds fan to see, you know, some unknown players, or would you rather seen, you know, Championship experienced players come in?
Yeah, I mean, the quality of the player that's come in is obviously a lot better than what it has been over the last two or three seasons. But there's still an unknown quantity. I mean, there's only Janssen, who was obviously signed full-time now, and Sacco from last season. They've had one season in the Championship, and obviously they're going to be... Janssen's obviously one of our best players anyway. I've no doubts about him at all being a decent player again this season. Sacco obviously needs a bit of improvement, but hopefully that season he's had with us might benefit him this season. All the other players, including the goalkeeper, obviously he'd never really experienced Championship football before. I think it's going to take him a little while to settle in. And whilst everybody criticised Gary Monk last year for the bad start he had, I think you know, it's not going to be an easy start this season either. When you look at the early games, we've got Bolton away, obviously, on Sunday. Then Preston, Fulham again at home, and Sunderland, Forest away. So it's a tough little start to the season. And obviously you want the new coach to get off to a decent start as well. Nobody wants to lose the first game of the season, especially a team that's just got promoted from League One. But we've got to really try and get off to a good start and try and get these new boys settled in into the team and show them what it's all about, really, playing in the Championship.
Do you think, Kev, when you look at the way that the fixtures have actually set out, and I know you mentioned it being a tough start, and I would agree with that, but Leeds have got Bolton away on the Sunday, but then if you include the League Cup, there's then three home games in a row. Do you think with these new players maybe coming in to experience this division for the first time, do you think the fact that there's three then home games in a row could help settle the nerves, or if anything, might it make it a bit more nervy if the Elland Road crowd gets nervy themselves?
No, I think, you know, if you can't get excited by a big crowd, I mean, they are good players, and when they see a decent crowd supporting them, I think it's a lot better than having 8,000 or 9,000 there watching. You're going to be talking, I mean, the first game at Preston sounds like it's going to be a complete sellout already, so you're looking at nearly 40,000 for that. So no pressure, lads, you know, let's get a win for the first home game of the season. But I think it will help them settle in a little bit, knowing what the crowd is all about.
With Leeds United and the season ahead, we've talked about the changes and things. Yeah. For you, though, what would be a good season for Leeds?
Well, obviously, promotion would be a good season, but it's going to be very tough. A lot of these new guys have got to sort of bed in quite early, looking at players like Samuel, Saez, Alioski, Cleish. They've got to be sort of players who go into the team straight away and make a difference, really. Slightly disappointed we haven't got anybody in to sort of help out Janssen and Pennington, the two centre-backs we've got. We need another strong centre-back there, and we need a real sort of left-back, if you like, as well, to sort of get stuck in and do his defensive duty, because a lot of our defensive work last season was fantastic, and we've got to sort of continue that, because you need a solid defence to have any chance of winning any games, and we need to be sort of solid at the back again. So, yeah, promotion obviously would be wonderful. Seventh was great last season. But at this moment in time, if we don't get a decent centre-back and a centre-half and maybe somebody to help out Wood up front, because we seem to be relying on him again next season, I think it could be just a top-10 finish again, unfortunately. But if these new players bed in early and start showing some good form, then you never know, it could be another exciting season ahead.